from KQED.
President Obama will mark the end of the American combat mission in Iraq with a speech tonight from the Oval Office. Our reporter Scott Schaefer talked with veterans about what they'd like to hear the president say.
Outside the VA hospital in San Francisco Monday, a steady stream of vets and their families arrived for medical appointments. Most had plenty to say about President Obama's speech tonight, including Vietnam vet Dennis Nelson from Santa Rosa.
What I want the president to say is, it was a mistake I was handed, and I'm trying to fix it. That's the truth of the matter.
But most people we spoke to were especially concerned about the men and women coming home from this war.
I would like to hear that the veterans that are coming home are going to be taken care of.
Army veteran Michael Denton continues to deal with mental health issues stemming from his service in Vietnam. He's hoping Iraq vets get services sooner than he did. David Burnett volunteers in the VA's physical therapy department. He wants the nation to honor the wounded men and women he works with.
They've made a remarkable sacrifice for all of our freedoms, and as a nation, we really owe it to them to do everything we can to support them.
Iraq vet Mike Humphrey served two tours of duty in Iraq, Mosul in 2007 and Baghdad last year. Humphrey got emotional talking about his fallen Army buddies.
Well, I hope he says thank you, and I hope he shows some kind of appreciation for the sacrifice a lot of folks made over there, and especially the guys who got killed.
There will be no ticker tape parade, no big celebration marking the end of this war, but Amy Fairweather from the veterans group Swords to Plowshares says that's appropriate.
The war isn't over, and there's consequences that we have a responsibility to meet those needs, and it concerns me that people may forget.
More than 470 Californians have been killed since the Iraq War began 7 years ago, and thousands more injured. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.